Cancelled.
Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Cancelled.
I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel me.
Tanimosha is cancelled.
I've been saved by the grace of Southern Charm. Welcome back to another episode of the Canceled Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and genitals. Amari always says
ladies
that.
Ladies and genitals.
That. Hey, guys. How are you? Gorgeous, gorgeous girls and gorgeous, gorgeous people watching this podcast today. I hope you are having a gorgeous, gorgeous day.
I know we are.
Brooke and I were just—we're both spiraling a little. She's maximum spiral. I'm
maxed it out. Honestly,
like, spiraling. But I've always said that our best podcasts are when we're like a little.
It's true. It adds a little spunk.
Yeah, a little.
I've been with Tana for 1 hour and I've already cried like 7 times.
I just want to say it's not because of me.
No.
Sounds like I made you cry 7 times.
Like not
you
this
have.
Week.
Yeah. Should we just start talking about that, like immediately, your spiral,
no.
Or should we? Yeah, I don't know why I thought that'd be a good idea.
I'm just emotional. I've had an emotional, even like before anything happened, like I saw you only like a week ago and I was just sobbing for no, like over the Lila stuff, just sobbing.
She's sitting in my kitchen and don't get me wrong, it's a very touching story.
It's the most touching story.
But it happened like
four years ago.
Basically, Lila, our friend, she came up with her name because she met Gigi Gorgeous outside of Delilah and she was like, I'm Lila.
Yeah, like in the beginning of Lila's transition, she obviously like looked up to Gigi Gorgeous so much and like literally would stalk her, like go find her, like where she was gonna be, and she met her outside of Delilah, and then Lila just named herself Delilah named herself Lila because of that. And I don't know why, I think it's so cute.
Are you gonna cry again?
No. I'm fresh out. No, I'm like, no tears left to cry.
Brooke was ever so literally sitting at that kitchen island this week, so, and I mean sobbing like someone.
Because it's such
died
a cute
that.
Story. There's like, really, I mean, because now they're really close friends, and like just how far Lila's come. It's so cute.
It is beautiful how far Lila's come. I can't even deal with her.
I know.
She's been so funny this week.
She's the funniest person.
I don't know. I don't want this to come across as like talking shit because that's not how I mean it. But we always say that if you ever tell Lila about a man, like, oh, I really like this guy. Like, he's a big dick or like, he's great. Like, she's not like taking that as like, oh my God, that's so good for you. She's taking it as like a suggestion.
Yes. Like, we just gave her an idea.
Yeah. She's like, oh my, great. I'm on my way to his DMs. I'm sending him a video on my pussy.
I know. I literally, a friend of mine was like, hey, this guy just messaged me about like, slid up on my story view. He says you're so hot. And he's like 6'9", like basketball player, so hot. And she's like, who? I'm like, doesn't matter.
Yeah. So at first it was like a bit where it's like, oh, we're not going to tell Lila about the guy. But it's actually gotten to the point where no one will tell Lila about the guy.
No names.
Because last night, she's in Miami right now. And last night she was DMing Joey at like 1 a.m. Like, what? Hi, what are you doing?
Lila.
I was like, Lila, bitch. I couldn't even. She's been on a roll lately. But I love it. It's Lila. I don't really care. But what was I gonna say?
I don't know.
I really have to shit and it's hindering my.
Okay, you can't just say that.
But like so badly. And it's like really.
No.
I'm going to be clenching for the duration of this canceled podcast. Little,
what do you call it? Turtle shelling?
Yeah, but I feel like my shit would be water right now.
Okay, don't worry.
I'm actually really sorry.
Wait, I'm so sorry.
Apology with tears now.
No, don't we like owe them an apology or something? Aren't they mad at us?
Oh my God. I completely forgot about that. I mean, it's... Read the title. It happens.
Okay. So
were not trying to normalize incest. And I'm sorry for laughing. That's just not a real sentence.
I do get how it came across that way. But like, first of all, Stella Berry's cousin is not her blood cousin.
Yes. And so we knew that going into the podcast that the cousin thing is not, it's not a real cousin. And don't get me wrong. I guess even like, I now understand that cosplaying as cousins.
I get where it's a little creepy and weird. And like, I feel like that whole episode was probably really abrasive to a lot of like regular people.
100%.
But like, I feel like we have such a like hypersexualized like group and stuff that we almost are like, oh my God, yeah, haha. Like, that's so funny.
So true. And obviously we were saying this today too. It's like when you have on like a shocking guest, you want to make them feel comfortable.
Yeah. What if she sat here with us and we were like, ew,
you weird bitch. Like, but I completely like understand that.
But I do.
A little less. Yes.
I do admire how like open she is. It's not like I like disagree. I like I stand by what I was saying.
I mean, just maybe like,
but
maybe
don't fuck your real cousins, like for sure.
And maybe just maybe cosplaying even as a cousin is wrong. Like I do get that. I guess it teeters a fine line because
it's just kind of, if you know that's what is most successful online and your end goal is to make money, then you're gonna do.
That's what I was going to say, is like the number one category is like step sister, step brother. So it's like, and that's something that's somehow acceptable, I guess, like to the masses. Like, I mean, it's the number one porn category like in the world. So it's obviously acceptable to an extent. So I guess it was just kind of looking at it like in that genre, that like, you know?
Yeah.
But
we're sorry about that. Yeah,
we won't. Well, you know, our next guest will be like a
priest.
I was going to say teacher. Like, why would we have a teacher on Canceled?
I don't know.
So we actually haven't done a podcast, like the two of us, in a minute.
I know. And we have so much to talk about. I see in the little corner, we have the Coachella recap.
Well, yeah. So here's the thing. Obviously, we are going to delve into Coachella a little bit. I'm not going to lie. My Coachella was like mundane almost, I would say. Like, this was like the first Coachella where I was like, oh, I'm old, like my bones hurt, I feel 40, I want to go home early, like,
yeah,
you know, I was just spiraling this Coachella. I was not. Brooke said she took a video of me like day one,
stomp, she was so angry, it was the funniest thing.
I was just pissed at the fucking world, and I was like stomping fee-fi-fo-fumming around Coachella. But I thought, instead of us recapping it immediately, there is this girl, and I always call her two girls, and I know
because she says does such a good job of playing both parts. But it's one girl who like does like these little parodies of like us.
Yeah. And she did a parody of what our Coachella recap would look like. And I just feel like we need to play it and react. And
it's so funny.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Canceled Podcast. I'm so geeked to talk about Coachella.
It was so good this year.
So Brooke and I were like together this weekend, but we like split up for part of Coachella, so we have our own stories to tell. So we're gonna I'm really excited to share like what happened after, because it was just crazy, like wild. Truthfully,
me,
so much. Lots of good looks this year. I surprised Ashley with Amari's presence.
It was
for
so
Ashley's
cute.
Birthday.
And Ty was
and
so happy.
Day two, we went with my ex Chris Miles. We went with Diablo, and we went with Ethan from Shameless.
I don't think I saw you that day.
I love Ethan.
We love Ethan.
But like, my brother and hooking up with him would be prison.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Straight
yeah,
prison.
Can't do that.
But I love when he buys drinks.
Do
that, I'm like,
I do love
that Shameless coin, baby.
I do love
that. Don't forget to mention how you got Chris to meet up with us.
So out of pocket.
I had to use the Lyft app
so
with my ex, Chris Miles. Jail.
Just a little out of pocket, but it's fine.
But to be fair, it was fun. It was not as toxic as usual.
Yeah, it was surprisingly a lot less toxic than it usually is. I'm so proud of you, Tana.
Yeah, it was all fine until we saw you know who.
Name names.
Liquid IV helps me jumpstart my day, clear my headspace, and give me energy. When you push your body too hard or just feel run down, wow, I felt run down after Coachella, am I right?
Yeah.
It's extremely important to stay hydrated. That's why I drink Liquid
Looking
IV.
Looking down
Liquid IV. Go
the
to
script.
LiquidIV.com, promo code Tana. That's LiquidIV.com, promo code Tana.
I wore this really cute outfit. Like,
yes,
vintage
so
Dior.
Cute.
You wearing vintage Dior moment.
I thought I ate. I ate until I puked everywhere in my vintage Dior. In my vintage
I did.
Prison.
Straight jail. So I say this for the podcast, but you probably saw on my Instagram story, but of course I was wearing Drew, like a cute little jacket pants set with like a little bikini underneath it, and I was wearing it, but I wore it on the day after. Like, I didn't wear it when I saw Justin. Like,
she
I was
so
standing
spot
right
on.
Behind Justin during Billy. I was so mad that I didn't see him wearing
oh
the set. Like, I wanted to be wearing it.
I can't
like,
believe
what?
This.
That would have been
set. Like,
perfect.
So cute. I love it.
But did
so
you
good.
See Hailey Bieber's
so
outfit? Like, just wearing jeans and a white shirt, and
it
here
so
I am
good.
In my Miss Crusty
Tana,
vintage
Dior.
Tana, no. Oh, Tana. Like, we were together a lot of Coachella. But
yeah,
the part where I like we split up, I was finessing that billionaire. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what you were doing? Was it?
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah. Like, we were in an Uber, like, fully, like, Diablo, Chris, like, we were fully in an Uber. But the other rapper was texting me while we were in the Uber. He was like,
that is true.
Like, you're still texting.
I think she has an inside source.
Oh. And he was like texting me like, come to South Dakota. Like, I can like fly you to South Dakota. Like, just come to South Dakota. I just met up with Chris Miles. Like, he just deleted the Netflix, like the Joey Netflix profile. So like, we were on good terms at that point. Of course, in toxic Tana fashion, I text him back in front of Chris. Thanks for watching Canceled. See you guys next time. Bye.
That is so upsetting in so many different ways. Like, first of all,
it's sad
awful.
Because it's so alarmingly accurate.
Every single thing she said is something I would have said just now.
What the problem is, she literally quoted my vlog and my vlog wasn't even out yet. Like, that's everything I said. That's everything I said and that happened in my vlog. And she's so spot on. Like, I feel like she's so right. Like, every time you say something, like, I just repeat you. And then,
but like the voice difference too for you. She's like, hi, I'm Brooke. And me, it's like,
I know, and the mannerisms of like me doing the.
It's, and like the. So awful. So, it's crazy. I really want to, like, after seeing those, obviously it's amazing, but it's like, fuck, we need to be less predictable.
I know, it's really, yeah. I'm like prison.
Like, I really don't even have the desire to talk about Coachella after that because
I know,
that's
what are we
going to
say? She already told you everything that happened.
I'm sad.
I'm like, really, but Ethan wasn't there. I'm like, but he is hot.
And that may be the only thing, like, she said.
She got wrong. Like the Drew House set, everything about it. And I hadn't even posted my video yet. So she's like, oh, my gosh.
And I've got to stop with all that. I'm serious. Brooke took his jet home, though.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I had to.
But I just love that someone's doing something right. You know what I mean? Who else was on that plane?
It was me. My baby.
No. That was it? Oh, wow. We're definitely going to have to bleep a couple names there, but that's why? Crazy.
Oh. Yeah, it was. Well, Tana booked a bus home for like 3 days after Coachella ended.
I have such a problem with that.
Because she just wanted to like lay in bed and like rot. But like
rot.
I was awake and it's like, what am I going to do?
Yeah,
and then Palm Springs.
Like bouncing back really easily again. Like I just
there
felt
was
boring.
No easy bounce back. But I woke up that morning and I called him and I said, let me on the plane. And he did. Thank
and
God.
Honestly, that's fair. We literally did not leave. Like Coachella ends on Sunday. We didn't leave till like Tuesday night.
And I knew you guys had to stop probably 30 times on the way home.
Oh, yeah. Cane's, Del Taco, a gas station, side of the road, windmill, cute picture, smoking.
So scary. And I just know that, like, literally the same Machine Gun Kelly song just played on a loop the entire way home. Could not be me. I was, like, laying in my nice, cold bed watching you guys on the bus. I was like,
I know. I just, I mean, for days after Coachella, I had shin splints. I couldn't move.
Oh, no.
Like, I just mean, like, ever so literally, I it was sad to me this year almost. It was like, I feel 40. I've done this
it's
so many
so
times.
It's so physically demanding.
It's so, so, oh my God. It's just so hot. You're so hungover the next day. Like,
and it's
dehydrated.
Amazing how much you age in like 3 years of sitting on your couch. Like,
it's so true. I think that's usually, there's like the year preparation for Coachella. But by this time I was like, I might as well have kids. Like, I feel like a grandmother.
I know. I used to think like, I'm going to start going to them every weekend or both weekends every year. I was always like, that would be so fun. And like, that is it. I would have died.
Purgatory. And I've always gone both years. And this year I like wanted to. I had a whole like brand deal set up and like could have really had a great weekend. And I was just like, I physically cannot.
I feel like had I known, then I probably would have taken it easier the first weekend and like kind of divided it. But I just like wanted to
but
see everybody.
No way to take it easy either. Like,
I still had the best time ever. Like, literally Doja great. Cat fucking knocked me out. I'm not even kidding. I love her so. Oh my God.
I was
it was
dying
so good.
Over Billy. It was definitely great. I just like, that might be my last Coachella forever, I think, until I have, like, kids.
I don't think it'll be my last Coachella, but I definitely feel differently about Coachella now than I did, like, years ago. It used to be so exciting to me.
And it was so cute seeing all the, like, younger TikTokers at their, like, first Coachella. Yeah. And I was just like, I would do
anything
for that feeling.
Well, to be, like, 19, 20 and going to Coachella, like, that was, like, the best feeling in the world. And I will say, like, I mean, they're having a different experience, but the first few years that I went to Coachella, I was going GA. And so...
Yeah, they're just immediately going artists. That's
yeah,
so
but
true
that, but it's almost like the experience you like. That sounds dumb to say, but it is like I feel like it's more fun and exciting if you're in GA because it's like you're actually like it's just music,
like immersed in,
and you're not just like at the VIP bar with like.
But these kids are just so famous now; they like can't even do that. Like I remember
yeah, that
being in
GA,
and it was like it was so dope. It's funny because all these young TikTokers, especially girls, I met like three different young TikTok girls that came up to me and they were like, "Look at my mugshot! I got arrested yesterday. I felt like you."
Oh my
like,
God!
Hella.
Apparently, I know there's like. Little secret people all over Coachella.
All over just, Chris Miles being like the psychopath that he is could like notice if anyone was like a narc because all the like sorry why am I saying narc like relax but like the cops at Coachella are like dressed as if they're at Coachella. They're all undercover.
They've got like a flower crown.
No, I swear to God, the person who arrested me ever so literally dead ass had a flower crown on. I'll never forget it. Like that whole ass officer flower crown energy. And Chris would like point at someone with like a camelback on and be like, that's a cop. 5 minutes later, badge out arresting someone. I was like, how do you know this? Like, you're insane for that. It was just so funny to see. But yeah, all these little girls were getting arrested and telling me that I inspired them to do so. So that's-
Aw, what a beautiful story.
Seriously, I'm such a philanthropist, humanitarian. And inspiration to all.
Who was your favorite set you saw?
Definitely Billie.
Really?
I just love her so much. I thought
I love
amazing.
Her so much too, but she wasn't my favorite. What like I love her so yeah. much, but like Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion.
Definitely Billie. I was just kind of at all the other sets. I was like, but Billie, I was like, that's why I have shin splints because I was like ever so literally slant. I have to stop saying ever so. Literally.
I should say Phineas. Did
I
you get to
Phineas?
Oh my God, it was so good. I was like, I wish he was like a later set too because he was so brilliant.
I am not making nobody's 4 p.m., 5 p.m.
Oh, we knew. Tana wasn't even awake by the time we got to Phineas. So
no,
the sun was still out. One of the days of Coachella, I think you got there, what, 9 p.m.?
Like 9:30. I remember you had been
imagine
at Coachella all
spending thousands of dollars and then showing up to the festival at 9 p.m. It's so...
But I'm not going to lie to you. I wouldn't do it any other way. I hate the sun. I hate being hot. I hate walking for miles and being in agonizing pain by like 7 p.m. Like, I love the idea of like showing up at 9, going right in, beating the rush, seeing the headliners, going to the after parties, like waking up to... Oh, I love it. I hate to say it. I'm just not a... I'm not a day girl. I think I hate the sun in general. Like,
okay.
You know, I don't know. But I... Like, I'm never one to hold you guys back. You know, I'm like, go. I'll meet you there.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Well, I was up and Adam. Yeah. I was waking up, getting ready immediately.
Yeah, you were killing it. I'm definitely just a nighttime person. So that's like how, I mean, Saturday was a little egregious. Am I using that word right? Or is it like
know,
those girls?
I don't know how to use that word.
People always tag me in TikToks. Like, girl uses
no,
big
so
word incorrectly.
The one girl, like so literally, I'm not kidding. She's DM'd me probably 50 times, like in novels about how you're misusing the word resonate. And it's like something about how like, unless something's like affecting your like vibration, something. But she's so
define
passionate
resonate.
About it. Like something can't resonate with you like you resonate with something or like something like that. I don't know.
Evoke or suggest images, memories, and emotions.
I don't even like.
Maybe I am using that wrong. I should stop doing that, but I really just be swinging. Sometimes it's a hit, sometimes it's a miss. I don't
honestly,
know.
Honestly, a lot of times you probably use words completely out of context, but since I don't know how to use them right, I'm like, wow.
That's the goal. Just surround yourself with a bunch of people at a similar level intelligence with you and just rock with it. So, I don't know. That's really, I mean, I guess one thing that I wanted to talk about, because I think it's a really interesting debate, and I'm going to teeter on talking about this correctly, because I've definitely gotten into some scandals before reviewing Coachella outfits. I'm very sorry for anything I've ever said reviewing anyone's outfit, by the way. I just, for some reason, I thought I was like Tyra Banks and I could like hand out the photos and like tell, I don't know why, like you can't wear IMGIA and then be telling like Rita Ora she looks bad at like the Grammys, like shut up, Dana.
That's pretty tough.
I mean, obviously we were just getting views at the time, so we kept doing it, but like
you're not going to do a video like that this year?
I will never probably.
Me pretending you would post on YouTube?
Ever. Absolutely. No, but I would just never review fashion again. But there was such a big debate this year because it's like all the A-list celebrities went, like Kylie went in a leather jacket.
Yeah, like
jeans.
So low key. It's almost, I feel like it's like the more all out you go, like it's like almost embarrassing now. Because now it looks like you're just like trying so hard. Well, I still like the idea of like, because it's like, when else are you gonna wear crazy outfits like that?
I agree. I think everyone should just do whatever they feel like. I vibe with the costumey thing, but I did like, if I ever go to a Coachella again, now that I've seen Hailey Bieber there, this video that girl, like, it's, I don't even know why I'm talking, but like in a leather jacket and a white tank top and jeans, like
all of a sudden I'm in a leather jacket, white tank
like,
top and jeans.
It's cool. It's like too cool for school, and it's a dope energy. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? But at the same time, like, I love looking at crazy looks and fashion. Like Lauren Giraldo killed it this year.
She
there
did.
There were some good ones.
Who else?
Your new bestie killed it. But I don't know. Yeah, I like both energies. This year, I definitely tried to be more chill than I've ever been. Like, no assless chaps.
Justin Bieber was standing directly in front of me in a straw hat and a Barefoot Dreams blanket.
I would have passed out.
He was literally as far away from me as you are right now. He was so close, and I just have all these videos in the back of his head. Him and Hailey, like, cuddling to the songs.
I would be smelling the air. Like, I couldn't
control my mind. I was like, I wanted to take his hat off so bad, but I was like, I'm gonna get laid out.
The intrusive thoughts are crazy. I wouldn't want to do this.
The whole time I'm like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
I just saw someone on TikTok at Disneyland riding It's a Small World and taking off their shoes and dipping their feet into the water on the side.
They probably got escorted out of the park. They do not take that shit lightly.
At all, because it's like, people were saying it's all fun and games till like your foot gets chopped off by like the ride or whatever. But like, I have such intrusive thoughts like that. Like, you know my ass next time I'm ever at Disney, like
you're like, oh God.
Like, I'm gonna be shaking on It's a Small World just because I want to like dunk
my
dogs.
We should do a Disney trip soon. God, Disneyland is so fun.
Bro, I want to go to Disneyland so bad. Do you watch Anna Paul on TikTok?
I love her.
First of all, I love her 10 times more because I've been watching her on TikTok forever, doing everything. Like, I just watch her go to Disneyland. Now I want to go so bad.
I'll watch her literally just eat a corn dog and I'm like, I love you.
I didn't know. I'd always been like, oh, like, she's obviously like, her presence online is like loaded, rich. Like, she spent shit, and I'm like, damn, I wouldn't even do that. Like, goddamn, go.
And
off
she's
me.
Like, my first video I saw of her, she was like, I accidentally spent $7,000 on a bag.
Yeah, like,
accidentally.
Iconic. And I never knew like where the money came from. And then someone was like, she's on OnlyFans, and I bought her OnlyFans, and she is out here.
Really?
And it's so, because her TikTok presence is so,
she's
like,
so pure and like sweet.
I would think she's like, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she doesn't swear, she's so wholesome, whatever, but she's out here like pouring milk on her like naked body.
She has
the
craziest like best body too. Wow.
Oh no, her OnlyFans like made me really feel like shit about mine. Like, for sure, all my like iPhone clips, I was like, damn, I need to get in the shower with a gallon of milk tomorrow.
Okay. Anyway, she went to Disneyland or she's on like a road trip.
She's been like everywhere. They were just in Vegas. She was literally gambling. So I can't. But they went to Disneyland. They were trying all the food. And you know I hate roller coasters more than anything.
Yeah.
Which is a weird trait.
It's my least favorite thing about you.
I know. And it's like everyone tries to change it. And even when I was like with Bella, she would always be like, yeah, if you love me, ride this ride. And I would do it. And I would just be sitting on these rides. Like,
it's my favorite like, thing in the
furious.
World.
I hate it. I don't like involuntary movement. I don't know it. And I just, maybe I like the scoliosis. I'm old. I feel like it hurts every one of my bones. Like, my lashes are like flying.
I think
off
it's
the
one
water.
Of those things that you dislike for fun. Like, I think there's certain things that you say you dislike just for fun.
I hate, everyone tells me that they're like, you just don't like roller coasters, be quirky. But like, I would rather do anything like in the world than be on a roller coaster. I hate it.
I guess that's fair, but like, you're wrong because it's the best thing in the entire world. But the Disneyland food, I get it. You can go to Disneyland and still have fun if you don't go on roller coasters. There's these like adult Disney, like a Disney adults that I watch on YouTube, and they try all the like secret little like restaurants in Disneyland and show all the best food in every place. And before I went to Disneyland this last time, I literally looked it up and found out every little thing, and I ordered it all on the app, and then I did a little food tour.
I am dying to go to Disneyland solely because I want to flick up with Mickey and then eat my body weight and shit, and it's then take an hour so break.
I never get hungry enough though at Disney.
I know. I would have to be so high or like maybe just like really saladed up all week so that I could just really thwart.
Yeah, or like about to start your period.
Yes.
And just I've been like inhaling everything.
But she was eating a fried pickle at Disneyland with peanut butter. Do you know last night I finally, because of that TikTok, I was like, okay, I can't go to Disneyland. It's like 3 a.m. Like I can, you know, I can just like have a pickle at home. I had pickles with peanut butter. Life. I've been
really.
Maybe, I might be pregnant. I might have a tapeworm. The way I've been eating lately.
I've always wanted a tapeworm. How do you get one?
I really don't know. You're right. It'd be a great life hack. I'm not going to lie. But
what happens? Stop. You just like literally like shit your whole brains out?
No, you just can't stop eating. Like it's eating your food.
What?
Like the tapeworm inside of you is like you're eating it and then the tapeworm's eating it. So you're always hungry and you can't stop eating, but you're like skinny because like.
That's amazing.
I think I fully agree, but I just, I yesterday I ate. And I don't even think I can name it all. I made chicken breast covered in hot Cheeto.
That looked delicious to
me. It was honestly fucking amazing. Amazing. I have a YouTube video making it. One of the only things I can make in my entire life. Dipped in hot queso. While I waited for that, I had a frozen Trader Joe's pizza. Then I had pizza Lunchables with hot Cheeto on top of it. Then I made several different plates of pickles with peanut butter with Takis on top of it. Pretzels with pickle with peanut butter with Takis on top of it.
You know, my favorite part about all of this is she'll be like, my gluten intolerance is acting up. Like, no, babe, it's because you eat like that.
No, I woke up today and almost literally puked out my own intestines, but it's like I can't even act like it's like, oh my god, like I'm just allergic to gluten. Like
nobody is supposed to eat that.
Toxic waste into your body.
Like you're probably radioactive.
I'm not even joking. I know I am. I
sounds
even.
Delicious though. I love like a good just like eat like your life away. I had a quarter pounder for breakfast this morning because I deserved it.
I so ate your sad. Crust of it and it was literally
it was so good. I love McDonald's. Everyone sleeps on McDonald's. If you say you don't like McDonald's, you're a liar.
You know, there's a McDonald's convention. I like saw about it on TikTok.
I would do anything.
I would do. That's my type of like festival right there.
Oh my god. There was like in Malibu, there was like a food truck festival where like you just went and you tried every like different amazing food. I wish we went to that.
That's all I want to do.
I wish I could press a button though and like reset my appetite though, because I really like I don't have much of an appetite anymore. Maybe I do need to get pregnant.
Oh, that is literally. Oh man. So talk to me. Can we talk about your spiral now? Because yeah. I'm pissed. Like I will just like I want to air this motherfucker out, and I'm gonna try not to.
It's not. I mean, first of all, it's a Joe update, you guys, and I know no one wants to hear about Joe,
but they do. They really do.
Well, it's like, why are you still talking to Joe? And it's like, I don't know, guys, but yeah. I'm not anymore because now he's talking to somebody new. And he told me last night in a very tasteful and respectful conversation, actually. But
a bit egregious.
I can't tell you like the physical reaction that my body had. Like I literally just, I still feel it. Like I just want to throw up.
I just think a lot of the things he was saying were awful. And like, it's.
Well, it's. I do this thing where I go back and forth because I'm like, I just want you to be honest with me. Tell me how it is. Because it's like, what if he was saying like too nice of things and like things he didn't mean, then I would be mad at him for that too.
Yeah.
And so he's like being on it. I mean, it was like a very honest conversation. Basically, he was like, we just can't do this anymore because it's bad for both of us. And I am talking to someone else. And then I literally just had a hysterical, psychotic episode.
I mean, I just think the way he says things is awful. I mean, I don't know how much you're trying to share, but I think a lot of the sentences that he said.
He said, this is what she's talking about.
I'm feral about this one
he
sentence.
He said, he's like, I know exactly how you feel. I've been in love with somebody who didn't care about me too. I was like, what?
I'm not even talking about that.
And he immediately, he was like, oh my God, you know, that's not what I mean. I'm just saying like, blah, blah. What were you talking about? How he said, I go, by the way, this new girl is like, I don't even know if I should talk about a new girl. Cause it's like, it's not a serious thing. He was just like saying like, I want to talk to new people. I went on a date. And he said like, I was like, He said, like, I know, like, I knew with my last girlfriend immediately. I knew with the one before that immediately. And I never felt that way about you, basically, to me. So I'm like, okay.
And she's out here calling this man polite.
No. I'm not. You know what I'm saying. It was just like, it was what I needed to hear. I need him to tell me, like, listen, I'm never going to date you. And it has to stop.
But I don't think it's going to stop. I think he teeters on an idea of like playing games. Like he'll say this one day, but then in 5 days he's going to be like, come over. And I just like, don't fuck with that. It's also hard because it's like, I see Joe out and he's under the impression that we're friends. You know what I mean? And if I just met him like out, like all of his best friends, I love them. Like, you know what I mean? Like there's nothing wrong with him as a friend. And I hate when I air him out on the podcast and then he sees me and he's like, yo, what the fuck? So I think I should just speak directly to Joe. Joe. What are you doing? Why? Okay, you have to admit, Joe, that you're being manipulative, that you might be saying one thing, but you're doing another.
But I have
you're playing with someone's feelings.
I'm not defending
him. You're 30!
I know. No, shh.
Sorry.
I'm not defending him. I like, of course I know like that he's in the wrong too, but I also like have to take some kind of level of accountability because I over and over again, I'll be like, it doesn't affect me. Like, we can just be casual. We can just hook up. And, like, it's not like I'm okay with that. And I'm not okay with that, obviously. And then I have psychotic episodes every other week where I freak out because he made eye contact with the lunch lady. And I know in my heart that I'm not okay with it. But it's like if I were to say that to him, he would stop. And I don't want to stop.
I guess I understand that. And I've definitely been in that situation. But I do think that you're taking too much credit for him. I think that he knows exactly what's going on. And
well, the real problem here, it's like I just honestly feel stupid because it's like if I had just written it out like the last time it ended, you know what I mean? Like we've had this like little like breakup that's not a breakup 15 times. And like if I had just cried and then just stopped, I wouldn't be here right now. It's like it's my fault. Like, Brooke, you literally keep going over there.
Well, I do think, like, I understand that feeling of like, oh my God, I'm so dumb. I could have just written it out. But again, like sometimes your heart
takes over. But I can't help it. I'm like, I just want to go.
Your heart takes over your brain. And we were talking about this today too. It's when you're fucking someone that you like fuck with and like you, what did you say? You don't want to train someone else. And like, that's so true.
Well, like, it sucks because I said, I'm like, I don't want to like sleep with other people. Cause like, I know I make it sound like it kind of on the podcast, but I really don't hook up with anyone but him with the occasional outlier. But like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like hooking up with random people. It doesn't mean feel good. I get sad and I just don't want to do that. Like,
and it's just not as good of sex.
I don't have I have a safe zone with somebody that I just feel comfortable with. And like, that was the whole thing. I was like, I just want to do that. Now he cut me off.
Which is so rude. I really think, I am sorry, but I think that if you just like fuck the shit out of one of his best friends, it would just make me so happy. Honestly, it's not even for you. And I can think of a couple hot ones.
I did it already.
Oh, no, but I mean like his bros, his brothers, his ride or dies, his roommates, if you will. I think that it should be like, fuck, I want you to fuck someone so close to him.
The worst part, the most painful thing, please don't disrespect the father, but the most awful thing about it is that I could literally sleep with like his actual dad and he'd be like, okay, like finally anybody else, give anybody else attention. You know what I mean? Like he genuinely like it. It doesn't hurt him.
We have to. It's so fucked up because I'm sitting here like, we have to figure out a way to hurt him. Like, no. Which is so, Dana, it's not a good thing.
I want him, like, I don't, it's not, it sounds dumb, but it's like, I don't want him to be alone forever, but it's like, what's wrong with me?
And like, I just, I don't get it. I think if you're spending that much time with someone, like, even just in my scenario, let's say like I was hooking up with someone and maybe they weren't as about me or I wasn't as about them as they were about me. After years, if I'm having good sex, hanging out with them, we're great friends, like everyone in my life loves them, like I would think to myself, if I wasn't a sociopath, Joe, like maybe this like girl is do you get what I'm saying? Like maybe.
Yeah. I think that's like, that was like the thought I had the whole time. I'm like, I'm just going to grandfather myself in. Like eventually he's going to wake up and be like, I might as well. You know,
and it's like
which is so awful. And that's really terrible. But I can't, my thing is I didn't feel that way immediately about him. I was like, this is the guy I'm hooking up with. I have no romantic interest in him at all.
Yeah.
And the more I was like spending time with him and hanging out with him and we started playing house and like acting in my opinion, like we were like pretty serious. I was like, why not?
Yeah, I agree. I think that like...
But never. I'm like, he went on one date with this girl and he knows he wants to date her and spent 2 years hanging out with me every single day and just didn't.
Well, I mean, that just shows that he's like a superficial, emotionless idiot. And it definitely could have behooved him to have, you know, tried it out. But he's obviously missing out. And I think you're perfect.
Honestly,
and
what he should have done is just dated me, because I probably would have decided in like a week I didn't want to do that anyway.
Yeah, it's true. It's,
and I would have been like gone for good.
The chase. Spring fever is in the air. With the smell of fresh blooms and the sun shining down on us, you can't help but feel inspired to spice things up and explore your inner desires and fantasies. Find stories that match your mood this season on Dipsy. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and characters, no matter who you're into or what turns you on. Find stories about that intriguing coworker with a British accent or hooking up with your hot yoga instructor. They even have stories designed specifically for your zodiac sign. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. Dipsy also has sleep stories, wellness sessions, and now they also offer written stories. It's your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, or heat things up with a partner. For listeners of the Canceled Podcast, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Tana. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/Tana. dipsystories.com/Tana. Thank you, Dipsy, for sponsoring today's podcast. Here's how I'll make it better to Joe. I'm going to segue into a story where a time that I felt like I was Joe.
Oh, no.
And I was awful. And I did something really awful. And I'm trying to make up for it currently. And this happened years ago. But basically, in the beginning of fucking with Jake, we were like, you know, like talking or whatever, whatever you want to call it. I'm sure he doesn't want to call it any of that. I don't fucking know.
Shut up, Jake.
But I'm valid. But we're not serious or exclusive or anything, but you know what I mean, like he's gonna do him, I'm gonna do me. And like at this point too, we were just like traveling so much and stuff, so like I had some hoes, you know. And I met this guy and he lived in another country, a really far away other country.
Antarctica. And wait, that's a continent?
I mean, it might as well have been Antarctica. I'm not kidding you, as far away as someone could possibly be. And when I tell you, this man, and I'll never not take this as like one of my, probably my biggest L, like when it comes to like fucking up shit with a man, he was perfect. Like so like sweet, intelligent, smart, a 10 out of 10 hot. I mean like an 11 out of 10 hot. Like I can't, like should have never even looked in my direction type shit. Should have spit on me when he first, like so hot, so sweet, so perfect, so there for me, so intelligent, so about me, so awesome, whatever. And so he lives very far and we're like talking every day on the phone for hours and hours and hours, like falling asleep on the phone, like whole thing. And then we eventually decide that we're going to like meet up for the first time during a fashion week in New York, because New York was closer to like the where he lived. And he was like, he's like in that industry kind of like, I guess I can say like he's a model. Mm-hmm. And so he was like coming out to New York to do stuff for Fashion Week. And God help me. So help me, God. I'm going to call him Jeff. And Jeff, if you're watching this and I'm telling the story wrong, seriously, I will phone you.
Why do we always call everyone Jeff? What if we called him something else?
Yeah, like literally, why would I call him Jeff?
Everybody's Jeff.
Everybody's Jeff. It's just the first thing that comes to my head. Jeff Wittick, baby.
My next one is always Carl for some reason. And it's like, no, like it's not Carl either.
Let's call him Hoover. I don't know why. I was thinking of presidents. Okay. Isn't there a president that's like Hoover?
Let's call him Jack. Be like Kangaroo Jack.
Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff. So,
Jack.
Jack. I lost my computer.
She's so spot on with the names. Bleep.
Jack. If you're watching this, I will phone you in at any time to correct me on any part of the story if I'm wrong. But we were talking about meeting together at Fashion Week. And it was kind of up in the air of if he was going to stay with me or stay somewhere by himself. And so he flies like a good 16, 18 hours to get to me in New York, and he gets there. And I guess he was under the impression of we were staying together. And he shows up with flowers. He's so beautiful. He's so hot. He's so sweet. He's like doing everything, like unpacking my stuff, like cleaning up the house. Like every person in my life is like, how did you bag this man? Like my hair people, my stylist, everyone there is like, what are you like? And keep in mind, I'm like, I'm engaged online. So it's like this awful, this awful like dichotomy of like, obviously I cared about Jake, but this was like before I had like really fallen for him. And like before we'd like really been like, or at least I'd been like devoted. Like it was just in the point. I don't even know if I was engaged yet. I might've just been like, but I don't even know. And he's in New York and we're vibing and he's just very like, he like really likes me. He's like clingy. And I'm being just like an awful cunt. Like anytime someone's taking photos, I'm like stepping 6 feet away from him. Like if he's like being too much, like now I would do things so completely differently. I don't know why.
Sometimes it's when somebody likes you that much though, it can just be really off putting. Like
I was also just in my peak, like asshole stage. I think until
everyone has to go through it.
Like I was obsessed with like douchebags at the time. It wasn't until like Mod Sun really that I like respected and loved someone so loving and like good. Yeah. Like I loved the like treat me like shit. So I was like, this man is in love with me. I want to vomit.
Ew.
And like, what the fuck I'm is like, wrong with me? I'm like, beat my
ass. Wait, just kidding.
Like, but like actually what the fuck is wrong with me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And eventually there was just like a night in New York where I was like, yo, like what if we took a couple hours to like do our own thing? And he like didn't want to and it like kind of escalated. And I feel him like getting angry.
You basically said, leave me alone.
Yeah, I said, like, leave me alone. And I didn't know this, but he, like, left. And I was like, leave me alone. I can't do this right now, whatever. And then I guess there were, like, no hotels because it was fashion week. And he was just, like, very much, like, flew across the country to see me. And then
had no hotel
in New York City. It's the most awful thing I've ever done to someone. I will regret it for the rest of my life. And is texting me, like, all this nice
shit. So what did he
do?
Did he just have to go home?
I think he like just somehow figured it out, like, and it was awful and whatever. He didn't talk for a year.
Yeah.
He didn't talk to me and I completely understand.
I'm shocked he ever spoke to you again.
I agree. I 100, and to this day, he like gives me shit, but eventually.
I get it from your perspective though, because I don't like feeling smothered, but it is like at a certain point you just have to take the L. 100%. Like, listen, I accidentally fucked up. Like, I should have known this guy better before.
And no, but I knew him so well, and I was actually just an awful cunt who wanted someone to treat me like shit. And looking back, that's so fucking awful, and I handled it so immaturely. And like, I just would never act like that now. I was just like immature, and again, like I don't even know. But so eventually we like rekindled things and like made up, not rekindled things like talking. I just mean like we became friends again.
Uh-huh.
And we like made up and started just like chatting and whatever. And he just hit me up that he's coming to LA. And I'm like debating if I should ask him to like stay with me and
he's probably going to just book a backup hotel just in case.
That's so true. Like I just,
with your track record
on him for
but
life.
You might owe him like a little staycation.
I definitely
after
think
literally
I have
abandoning
to play,
him
like,
in the streets
guide.
Of New York.
Like I think I have to
let's
like,
take him on a Hollywood tour, a like, TMZ tour.
I want to do everything just to be like, even just because I feel like we'll just be like friends for life at this point, because I like definitely just like super.
Yeah. You,
that
do you think that's like buried, or do you think that like there's a possibility to like.
No, I don't think there's a possibility, because I'll like make jokes sometimes and he's like, haha. Yeah. At Coachella, he was like, wish I was there. And I was like, for the festival or me? And he was like,
that
the
could
festival.
Be the, like it could be a really beautiful origin story.
It's so not. I think it gave him like I think that was a moment where he was like, bitches suck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it gave him
PTSD. Like, he's like, fuck these girls.
100%. And I will never not feel sorry. So I don't know. I was Joe there and I'm trying to fix it right now. And
I don't even think Joe would do that to me.
I
know he wouldn't.
Yeah, no, it's sincerely the most awful thing I've ever done in my entire life. And I like super, super regret it. Cerebral is an online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and more. Cerebral is one of the few services that provides prescription medication online through a licensed provider and ships medication straight to your door. With the Cerebral mobile app, it's like having your personal care team wherever you are. You can message your care team and access self-care resources wherever you are. You can pull out your phone and do everything you need to do on the mobile app, whether it's to text your counselor or to schedule an appointment with your therapist. Schedule sessions based on what's most convenient for you. You can always find an area where you're most comfortable because you can use your phone or laptop. Affordable treatments from Cerebral are 1/3 the price of traditional therapy and are available with or without insurance. It is in-network for several insurers, and they're working every day to grow their partnerships. With in-network, your monthly cost is even lower. And for listeners of the Canceled Podcast, you can receive 65% off your first month of medication management and care counseling at Cerebral.com/Tana. Go to Cerebral.com/Tana for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of $30 to get started. Join Cerebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all. Thank you, Cerebral, for sponsoring today's podcast.
You'll make up for it. Give him a nice little nice staycation at your new house. Have you talked about your new house yet?
Not really. So happy I moved. I think it's deaf haunted though.
This is like an every episode thing. Like
I know.
She moved into a new haunted house.
Like ever so literally.
It's not haunted. You're just a drug abuser.
just kidding. No, I really, last night I smoked so much weed and I got so fucking paranoid. And
I love the new house though. I think it's me too. It's different, I feel like, than all the other houses.
It is like my favorite house I've lived in, I think, other than like the big one. Like, it's by far my favorite house I've ever had in LA, and I love it more than life itself. Like, dead ass.
The most insane view ever, too.
I want to like buy it, but the guy who owns the house has said, like, I own 30 houses. You can buy all 29 of them if you want, but this one I'm giving to my daughter because it's my favorite. And I'm like, why can't I be your daughter?
What a little snake.
Like, I obviously, it's so I was cute, like, but
bro, I was watching Selling Sunset last night and I was just getting so in my feels. I'm like, God, I wish I could buy a house. Like, I was just seeing, like, Tinks just bought like a $3 million house.
Tinks. No, TW. Oh my, can we talk about that?
Yeah. What do you think about that situation? I'm like a little scared because she's like a friend.
Oh man. Let me think about my words before I say them.
If for reference, there's like resurfaced old tweets from Tinks where she's like, I hate fat people, or like, like, or she was like,
I mean,
she said, I guess, like, fat people at Coachella, lol. But she came out and like, I do understand what she was saying. Like, when you're like so insecure and you're like, yeah, and when you're like obsessed with like weight and stuff, yeah, like that, I feel like you can.
And I'm definitely not. I mean, that's, I mean, who the fuck am I to talk about resurfaced tweets? Like, I understand.
Dude, I was literally searching my name with like all keywords like fat, ugly, like seeing if there's anything, and I got a good, nice, sweet tweet from 2012 about like, you should never call someone else fat. I was like, wow, I was really out there riding for myself back then.
I love that. I do love that for you. I can't, I mean, I'm not here to really like go in. I guess the only thing I noticed, A, is the, she's definitely a real women vote for Trump. No?
She said, I saw her Instagram story today and she said she never voted for Trump. Which,
well, I mean, the favorites and retweets of the things, it makes sense though. I guess I never thought to myself, though, like, she's a little rich girl.
Yeah,
like,
I was shocked actually to find out that people were surprised by those things, just because, I mean, anyone with like a lot of money, I feel like most people I know with a lot of money are all on the more like conservative end, not necessarily like Trump supporters, but like more conservative. Also, yeah. She went to like Stanford and like was her sorority's like president. And I just feel like that was the vibes.
Yeah. It's definitely really interesting. I want to see if she's going to remain on the Skims PR.
She said Kim Kardashian's a fatty.
I have no room.
It's
to
It's not
to
funny. And I feel like I hate the idea of somebody getting like canceled. Like, that just sucks.
Yeah,
to me.
I do think canceled culture is just very interesting. Like, anyone can pretty much do anything and they're pretty much fine. We see it every day with everyone. And it's like, it's very interesting. I guess you just,
there are a lot of worse things that can be said than calling somebody fat. Like, and I'm not justifying it in any way, but it's like, at least there's worse things that can
I have
be
definitely
said.
Just like tweeted awful things when I wasn't a happier, good person with a good,
yeah,
sense,
dude,
of humor.
When I would like,
and I know
7 years ago,
that,
even like, I do not know that girl. I don't know. I don't want to know what 100%. Was said on, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how much can change. Like, especially like even living in LA, I feel like I learned so much was like about like what you can and cannot say.
100%.
That I did not know in Arizona. Oh, God.
I mean, I just, all I ever think when I see anyone getting canceled for anything is like, I hope they grow. Like,
yeah,
I hope
me too. And
they,
I just don't,
or
like
that they are grown. It's a long time.
Like, yeah, whatever, that's the thing. Know? Like, who's to say that like she wouldn't have already regretted that? I'm just shocked that she, I mean, I guess I don't think to like go back and delete things because like, why would you? But
yeah, her, I mean, her image is just very clean. So I'm definitely excited to see.
It is. I'm sure she'll come back from it
though. Like, is she, you know, like, is she going to come back?
I'm sure that there's going to be people who just like won't stop commenting that on her videos, yeah. Just like trolls. But
Girl Boss Town did an amazing TikTok, like breaking down cancel culture. And it's funny because last night I'm cooking my hot Cheeto chicken and I'm talking to Natalie and I'm like, I would love to hear Girl Boss Town's take on it. And then she had an amazing take on canceled culture and like how she felt about it. And I was like, wow, like that couldn't have been better said. So, I mean, that's.
I mean, there are very few things I feel like in this life that you should ever be like permanently canceled for. And like, I.
Yeah.
Like saying Kim K is fat is like not one of them. Like, but like also Kim, your body looks amazing.
What speaking of being canceled for things, everyone thought that I was on so much cocaine in the Mike Malak podcast. What? You're like, were you? No. No. Okay. I mean, I don't even know. Like, I don't even feel the need to like defend myself over it. People have always said that about me. Like, oh, she's so fucked up here. And like,
I think you were just really fidgety. I feel like it can be that way with a guest too, because when somebody else is talking for a period of time, it's like easy to just be like.
Like, well, I mean, to be fair, I just, even if you're like, if you kick it with me in real life, I'm constantly sitting there like cracking my neck, yeah. Cracking my back. I have crippling scoliosis, so I would like, and that day my neck was just really not in my favor, so I was just cracking the fuck out of my neck every like 2 seconds.
I get Tourette's comments. Everyone thinks I have a tic because I do this. I'm like, do I?
I also like, I feel like if I'm on Adderall and like really focused, my ADHD doesn't act up as much. But a day like that, I'm just like, it was our second podcast. The first one, we scrapped the entire first podcast that day. That whole day, it was just shit show energy.
Oh yeah.
So it's like by the time you got to Mike, I'm like, my neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack hurt, and like. Okay. I'm just like, I feel like a little tweaker, but everyone ever so literally thought it was like,
yeah, that's the thing. What you didn't see was like, we had already been sitting here for literally hours.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
it's also just,
I can't take Adderall before podcasts anymore.
I can't either because I'm so, I ever got so unfunny. Like I'm just painfully awful. Like when I'm like that,
I just interrupt, like you say like pizza and I'm like, I had pizza once.
I'm just dying at the idea of having Mike Malak on to talk about addiction, and I'm over here like I would never do that, like sincerely, but it was just funny because everyone really, really thought that. I also,
me and Mike Malak got shipped. I'm like, Mike, what do you think?
I honest to God would ship you and Mike. I love Mike.
I feel like we would fight so much.
You definitely would. You both
I can't
have, like,
date anybody who like is all like all knowing. You know what I mean? Like too smart.
You're like, so that's why I went for Joe. Get it? Because he's illiterate. All
he's
stop.
Not illiterate.
Do you think Julia Fox is aware of what she's doing? Like,
100%. I think she's very Trisha Paytas in like the way that she like intentionally
is doing everything that she's doing.
I think it's very intentional. Every time she drags out her words, every time she does anything weird with her face, I'm like, I know that she knows what she's doing. Because I don't think that she was doing that like a couple years ago.
I would love to see old interviews. Wow, that's what I'm going to do to kind of research and feel. Do you feel like she's on drugs?
She's got to be on something.
Remember the red eyes recently?
Yeah, I don't know.
We talked about
We were trying to decide if we felt like that was intentional or not. Because it was like, how'd you do that? But I think that she might have just had to redo her makeup a few times. And by the end, she like... couldn't see.
She does these videos on Instagram where she's like doing makeup tutorials and they're honestly amazing.
She's just so unintentionally. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but she seems like funny. No, but she'll be like, like when she fucked up and she's like, ah, yeah, that's it, I'm done. She's just like funny.
I just want
to. I'm going to be every version of Julia Fox for Halloween this year. I'm literally like, I'm going to do all the different Julia Fox outfits.
That is so good.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You heard it here first. But wow. I also really wanted to be Doja Cat. I wanted like me and all my friends to go as like different Doja Cat. Like I want to be blue Doja Cat, like from that video when she's like a full blue person. I've never seen it. Maybe she's green.
Is Doja Cat quitting music? I'd be so sad.
No, I would literally lose my mind. Also, is Megan Thee Stallion a fan of the canceled podcast? You guys. Yo.
Someone
is literally going to prison. I'm not even kidding. I blocked a fan. Okay, listen.
And we know you've been blocky lately. Chat about that after this. But continue.
So I started getting comments. Like I posted a video of Tana and I the other night and somebody commented, or like a few people commented and were like, oh my God, you're in a freak. Like Megan Thee Stallion is watching the podcast.
I got a tweet or two.
And I was like, what? And everyone's like, it's on her close friends. Like she posted the podcast
who's
on her
Megan
close friends.
Megan Thee Stallion's close friends.
I don't know. And who watching the canceled podcast is on anybody's or on Megan Thee Stallion's close friends? I thought maybe she had like one of those like fan close friends where you like add like loyal fans or something. But anyway, so I was like, somebody prove it now. And literally I was getting comment after comment, and like people started I feel like people started seeing other people comment it, and then like just like they wanted in on the fun.
Do you remember when everyone on TikTok was commenting happy birthday or something like that on all of Addison Rae's posts? Like, yeah, like someone started like a prank, like
what I thought it was. I thought there was like a group chat of like people being like, listen, we should tell them like that Megan Thee Stallion's watching it. But it upset me so much because I was like freaking. I was at this a birthday dinner, and the whole time I'm like, where's the proof?
But
like,
I just can't imagine. I don't think she's a canceled fan,
but I, Megan, I love you so
much. Imagine. There's absolutely no way, but we definitely got pranked. Brooke and I were at this birthday.
It was heartbroken.
Like, can you believe Meg loves canceled?
I was like, so sad. And then this fan DM me and she goes, I have the screenshot of the close friends. And so I respond to her. So she moves to my fucking inbox and she goes, and then she just starts sending sending me videos of her and her friends drinking, saying, set us up with Tana. We can out drink Tana. And I blocked her. Because I like, don't play me like that. Like, that hurt my feelings.
I understand. It's definitely, that's honestly hilarious. That's some shit I would do. There was someone in my Spotify live stream the other day that kept saying like, I fuck Chris Miles, guessed me. And then I guessed her and she was like, I have a boyfriend of 6 years. I was like, well
don't
played.
Don't do that.
No, well, it's something I would do. Like, I love a good master finesse. Like, I would, oh my God, like old me, if I was a fan, I would do the same
thing. But it was just such a sensitive topic because I was so excited about it. And then just so let down when I found out that everyone was bamboozling me.
We were so stoked at this day. We were really sitting at Boa like Paul upgrade then, us to the back room. But
now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, why would Meg Thee Stallion? But it was believable because I had just talked about Megan Thee Stallion. So I was like, maybe she got sent a clip or something.
There's just no way. No, I was she really didn't. At Boa like, I want a chalice. I am like, I just felt like Could Megan Thee Stallion watches my podcast. Like, oh my God. But like, definitely not. You have always been a blocker.
I do. I block a lot of people. I block anybody who says anything even like moderately. I'm like on my like Victoria Perez shit with the blocking.
Does she block a lot of people?
Oh, she's known for like literally you say like, you'll be like, where's your couch from? And she'll block you.
Wait, honestly, kind of like, that's one thing I've never done is block because I just let
no,
it
I die. Really don't block that many people. But what I do a lot on TikTok is I'll block like, and this sounds really mean and awful, but like if I see, because the not interested button on TikTok is a myth. It doesn't work. It almost like, I feel like it pushes their videos in the algorithm. So like, I'll keep like not interested. Like every time I see a video that like upsets me or like, it's just like the content is not my vibe, I'll say not interested and it doesn't work. So I'll block you.
You have a lot of our like actually really good friends blocked on TikTok.
I do.
Because you hate their content.
I do. That's listen, we are in the influencer space. Okay. I have a lot of friends my own personal friends who I love so much, who I have to block on TikTok because I don't want to see them dancing. Like,
yeah.
Or not not dancing. Like, it's not what I mean. But
you know,
like,
what I feel
like
you hate
like,
is yelling. Even in real life, if someone's like,
if that's the thing. Okay. So if anyone's like talking too fast, talking like, or I don't know, yelling. Just if a video overwhelms me and I'm like, oh God.
To
like,
be fair, if I yell in real life, you like block me for an hour in real life. Like if I'm yelling at the
house.
Because
if I'm laying in bed and all of a sudden someone's screaming at me or like, I'm like, oh my God, I have to block this person. So that happened to me recently.
It's funny because we have polar opposite tastes too. Like my favorite TikTokers are the ones that are like, because my ADHD just nuts.
See, all I want to see is Scout and Violet, okay?
Oh my God.
Listen, that's all I'm doing on TikTok is watching Scout and Violet get up in the morning. And
they're so cute.
That's what I want to see. So they're sometimes so I'll do cute. A little block, but I did get caught blocking somebody the other day.
Yeah,
it felt so awful because she was the sweetest girl.
She's like, I mean, I love her. So it was very funny. Like, you're, because I know you. Like, it was
well,
not
people,
her. Like, if
so
you met her, you
started
her.
Commenting on my videos and being like, why'd you block her? Like, this girl. And I was like, what? So I went to her profile and I had blocked her. So I was like, wait, what? Why?
But I feel like drunk, you just like saw one scream and you like,
yeah, that's probably, yeah, I'm sure yeah. that's what happened. I don't know what, like, exactly. I don't remember doing it. But like, then I upon further investigation, I was like, you know what? Maybe I did do that. Cause she was, it's just so not my vibe. It's a lot of like screaming.
Yeah.
But I felt really guilty and she's so nice. And like, I sent her all these voice memos and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
She's it's funny because it's like, it'd be one thing if she was like an awful
oh
cunt,
well
she's
the worst
amazing
see I didn't know I don't know her. It was just like, it was just the yelling, like I couldn't do it. But I at first I was like, it must have been an accident. I was like, I'm sure it was an accident, like a simple mistake. She goes, you blocked both my accounts. I go, what?
Not the Finsta, like, not
so,
the
but
like,
I unblocked
spam.
Her and now I'm watching her videos and she's actually so funny and whatever. But she's, it was amazing. Like, it was overwhelming to me in the moment and I unblocked her and I love her now.
And would this even be canceled if we didn't, you know, just address.
Well, I'm like, I get overstimulated. Like, I just, like, certain things, like, even just sitting in bed with you, if you have your volume too loud, I have to leave the house.
No, she, oh my God.
So it's like, there are a lot of things on TikTok I can't watch.
You're very easily, like, over, that's so true. Like, I'll be screeching volume loud. Like, I'll be just, like, doing something and I will watch you spiral. Like, you get overstimulated.
Me too. And I feel bad. Like, the nicest person in the world can be in the room and they're speaking a little too loud. And I'm like, I can't help it.
I get it. 100%. We all have our like things for sure. And I definitely have some TikTokers that I'm.
But don't take it personally if I block you on TikTok, because I be blocking my friends. I block Tana.
I guess I can take the heat off of your.
I'm just kidding. He didn't.
I could see you blocking me. I don't know. It was funny today. I won't even bring that up. I guess I can take the heat off you, though, in your blocking scandal. We can talk about my far worse scandal. I just want to publicly apologize once again.
Oh, no.
To Dave Portnoy.
Yeah, I am not on her team.
I was sick, but canceling an hour before is absolutely unacceptable. And I think that I said this a while ago on the podcast. I think it was with Mike when I was coked out. I'm sorry. But on the Mike podcast, I said that my best form of motivation will always be heavy criticism. Like, if someone is,
I feel like that's
me,
the only thing you can really truly respond to is somebody really calling
you. That's what really hits home with me. And I think it took Dave Portnoy calling me like a clown, idiot, whore, hooker who just sucks dick for clout.
I do like the approach he took. He really went in.
Like, it made me like really step back for a second and be like, obviously it has always been a part of my image to be a little,
it's not a quirk. A awful. It's not a defect. Quirk.
I'm 100% a defect. I'm just saying, I mean, that is how I am.
But yeah, it comes with the territory. You have to know that.
But there are times where it's like, I definitely am spreading myself way too thin. I'm getting sick. I'm getting run down. I'm agreeing to way too much and I'm bailing on things. And that is wrong. And had he come on and be like, we're really sad Tanner didn't come on BFFs today, I would have, you know what I mean? The next podcast I signed up for, I probably would have possessed similar energy. Like, you know what I mean? But him really laying into me, like, now it's like, oh my God, if I'm committing to something, like, it just woke me up. Yeah. And it made me.
I think it was a lot of it was just it being kind of like a boy who cried wolf situation where it's like it's happened so many times and so many people have like stories like that about you that it started like you being sick is like, oh, I bet.
Oh, she's
like,
sick. 100%. And I agree.
You
with
were
that.
Sick. I will say she was sick. That was a real thing. She was sick. But it was like, I when I saw it, I was like, okay, like, I get
no
why.
No matter how sick
like
you
that.
Are, if you've been sick like for several other podcasts, it, like, you could be like on your deathbed.
It was like a Zoom podcast, which was a little confusing.
No. I was supposed to go to Josh Richards in Encino. I will say.
Oh,
that.
I would have gone to Josh Richards. I was going to go on BFFs and they actually canceled on me. Did you know that?
Wow, that makes
sense. They canceled on me last minute, but it was like a very like.
That's the best thing. I need to stop. That can't excite me. I'm still so wrong.
I had so much anxiety about it. It was like actually like I just thought I was going to get cooked and I'm deathly afraid of Dave Portnoy. It was like in the midst of like all my Josh stuff. But when we were in Vegas, they reached out to me and were like, do you want to come be a guest on the podcast? And I was like, yeah, sure. But only because all of you guys said like you have to do it.
Yeah.
And then I mean, it's their and then iconic. she was like, call me at 4 p.m. like the girl who does like the booking. And then I called her at 4 p.m. and she was like, oh, sorry, filter spot. I was like, oh, OK. But it was like I was such a relief because it's like, what am I going to go on there and talk about? Like, I'm scared of
them. I mean, you're an icon and they're an icon. I mean, it's funny, too, because when Dave was like pissed at me, obviously the amount of people in my real life that came over like, did you like, are you okay, like I would be
I know
shambles.
it was harsh, like, I knowing you, I didn't feel like I wasn't like, oh God, I hope she's okay, but
no,
like,
but it definitely
it
like,
was harsh for sure.
It was definitely like a wake-up call and I think I needed that.
But he's abrasive, funny. Like he's just like, he'll be like that dumb fucking whore, like
yeah, 100% like, and I wasn't like, it was just a wake-up call. It was 100% just like, okay, you can't act like this. And it's good that someone called you out for it, especially Dave Portnoy, because like his words mean something to me. I do think he's...
That's the thing. That it hurts way more because I feel like all of us like really like respect Dave Portnoy.
110%.
I would have never canceled on you.
I'm very sorry, BFFs. And I hope that we can be BFFs.
Nailed it.
I asked you to do this with me last night and I don't think you did it, but my new thing has been making lists. Uh-huh. It's actually inspired by Dave Portnoy. He posted a list of people he hated, and I was dead convinced I was going to be on this list. I'm scrolling through, reading every name, like, please, please don't write Dan Emoja, like, please, 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 please. And he didn't, but then I was like, wow, I want to make a list of people I hate. Like, that sounds so funny.
We do. It's so funny. You and Lila just send them back and forth of all the people that we hate at the time, at the moment, which actually sounds like bullying, but it's not, really just good fun.
It's ever so literally not like hate or even talking shit. It's like, it could be like,
it'll be like someone, it's just someone who's on their, like, on the off list this week.
Yeah, like I had a security guard this weekend who like lost our Coachella car and like didn't do his job at all. And I literally thought I was going to die like several moments. I added him to the list. Like, I don't ever so literally hate him.
Yeah, you can be removed from the list as well.
Not easily.
But
it's just like a funny bit within our friend group. Never anything we'd share online or like send to these people maliciously. Just something that we do if someone. It's more like a people who have mildly inconvenienced me lately list.
Yeah.
But I wanted to start making a master list of my pet peeves.
Okay.
Because it's like I just want to be able to reference at any point. Like imagine like you start dating a guy and you just send this over. Think about all the avoided fights. Just check the PDF.
Yeah.
And now you know what you can and can't do.
I don't know if I have a lot of like dating pet peeves or like guy pet peeves. I have a lot of, I don't like to be woken up. That's my pet peeve. You know that about me.
Sorry.
And her pet peeve is me not liking to be woken up.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm serious. But I think I want to make master lists of our pet peeves. I just started mine. I think next week we should really go in, like, because I want
to
hear all of
we
yours.
We should. I have to. I need time to really think about mine. But can you tell me some of yours?
Yes. There's not a lot right now. But here's, okay. Pet peeve number one, standing.
That's not a pet peeve. That's a deficiency.
I agree. I hate standing so much. Like if I have any moment of 10 seconds where I can just like sit and take a break, like for example, like an escalator, like most people stand, I'm like, oh my God, this little chair is the perfect seat for the duration of time.
No, but you
I'm
know that
up.
That doesn't really make sense because you exert more energy like sitting down and standing back up than you would.
But the weight that's being taken off my legs for that momentary second is
yeah, but
God
like it's kind of like when your feet hurt at Coachella and you sit down for a second and then it's way harder to walk around after that because it's like now they hurt more.
Not for me. I mean, I definitely like can see where that's a thing. But for me, that 1 second of sitting like changed my
okay,
next
so
hour.
Standing.
The other day what's I was next? In Target and I was sitting in the elevator
no,
to go up to this Target, which is so I get that it's gross, but it's also like it's my ass. I shit out of there. Who cares if it goes on the floor? I don't know. I'm sitting on the floor of this elevator and I'm talking to Ty and I'm like, I can't wait to go inside and get toys. And he's like, get up. You look like
you're an iPad kid.
Yeah, like, I'm literally an iPad kid. And he's like, you're sitting on the floor of this elevator talking about getting toys. And then we get up and there's a girl in the elevator and we get out and I like stand up and she looks at me and she goes, I love your videos. I hope you have so much fun getting toys.
Humiliating.
Humiliating.
She probably, that's probably like, that was probably like a core life experience
like,
for her.
I saw Tana Mojo in the elevator and she was sitting on
she's
the ground
gonna tell that
toys.
Story to everybody forever. It's kind of cute,
but it's also so like I'm 23, like I'm sitting on the floor talking about glitter Play-Doh I'm about to buy in Target. Like, get up, you fucking
that,
imbecile.
You're so funny.
Next thing, obviously biggest pet peeve of life, I've said it forever, unwarranted water in any way.
Okay.
I've like if we're dating and you throw me into a pool to be cute, I'm dumping you. Like if I step in water with my socks, I'm crying. If you shower
yeah,
in my shower.
Yeah, like soggy socks will really send me over the edge as well.
If you shower in my shower and I walk in and there's a drop of water anywhere inside of the shower. Horse girls, tickling. Being told I'm lying even when I'm lying.
Really?
Colored liquid in a water bottle like emergency. The peanut butter baby. When anyone takes my phone out of my hand. Not finishing the duration of a TikTok in full. And people speaking to Siri or Alexa improperly.
Have
a nice night, canceled listeners.
We love
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Joe, call me back.
Do not, literally, for the love of God, Joe, don't. I'm sorry to the people I've Joe'd. I'm sorry to the people I'm sorry to. We will talk to you in the next episode of Canceled. Vintage Dior, I'm puking in it.
I threw up on my vintage Dior.
Have a great night, guys, or day, or whatever time it is where you are.
Fan emotion is canceled.
WE Talent Production.